Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You're listening to Farming News with the Irish Farmers Journal.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Irish Farmers Journal News podcast. On this week's podcast, we'll discuss land leasing, entitlements, cattle exports and pigs. First up, we're going to chat to news correspondent Declan O'Brien. Declan, there's increased competition for rental land and this has pushed the price of lease ground to unprecedented levels. Tell us what's happening here.
Well, if auctioneers are to be believed, and I think that they are correct, the market is on fire. There is huge demand. Prices are up 5 to 15%. They're easily 20 and 30 euros an acre ahead of last year. And auctioneers are saying that their phones are hopping off the hinges, really, because one man in the southeast told me if he had 1,000 acres in nice blocks of ground that he could easily let it. And what's happening, I suppose, is really you have competition between the dairy sector and spuds in the southeast and vegetable men. You have the impact of the nitrates directive, where lads are pushing for more ground so to hold the cows they have. You have also some men that are saying, well, it's a choice here between buying expensive fertilizer or maybe getting more land and running stuff more extensively. And then if fertilizer prices come back, they'll have the land for 5 or 6 years. So it's a combination of all those factors. But the result on the ground is that in Munster, grazing ground is on average, Tom Cross in GVM told me it's on average at 250 an acre. That seems to be the same down West Cork, even more expensive in parts. In the southeast, the market is really soaring. I talked to Joseph Coogan down there and David Quinn. They reckon that the price of good ground that can be used for tillage or for dairying has tipped over the 300 mark and is tipping over the 400 mark in exceptional cases. A lot of Wexford seems to be particularly buoyant. A lot of land down there making between the 300 and 400. But David Quinn said then you go into Wicklow and you're falling back to the 220s, you know, to less than 250. So it is a function of demand. It's very localized and it depends who's hunting it. But definitely it is a lot livelier. And men looking to nail land on for 5 or 7 years, what they did, they're looking to get new leases, new ground coming on the market, particularly hunted now, particularly sought after. And what guys are saying is that if there's any bit of a shake in an existing lease agreement, if there's any bit of a shudder on it, that other farmers are not shy about moving in. In terms of the potato ground, 500 and 600 an acre is fairly freely available in the Midlands. They're talking about 400-500 maybe for stubble ground. That 500-600 is for lay ground, but up to 700 being paid. In Donegal, I heard that the bulk of the land up there for good grazing ground is 180 to 250, but up to 330 an acre has been paid, where really fancy parcels of land have been leased and there is a rent review built in. So that by the time that land comes out of the agreement, the farmer, the man taking the land, is going to be paid up to 330. Another interesting thing in the market at the moment is that the value of entitlements is really not being factored in. What the auctioneers are saying is that guys are looking for bare land, obviously, to move entitlements onto, but and they prefer that ground, but that it's not being reflected in the price as it was.
Okay, and clear that demand for leased land is soaring there, and you can read more on that in this week's Irish Farmers Journal. Declan, you mentioned entitlements there, and we'll stick with that. The Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association has called for a temporary exemption on capital gains tax liabilities that build up from the sale of CAP entitlements. Can you tell us what's involved in that story?
Well, what the INHFA is saying is that the imposition of capital gains tax on these agreements is really an impediment to the movement of entitlements from inactive or armchair farmers to active farmers. They're saying that in the case of entitlements that are owned from the off, that weren't bought, that the CGT liability on those could be up to 33%. And they're saying this is a real dampener on the trade. The department has moved to remove the 20% clawback on the sale of entitlements in 2023-24. What the INHFA is saying is, okay, also give a holiday on the CGT, on the capital gains tax liability for those 2 years, and that'll give a double boost to people who are considering offloading entitlements, and it'll move them, it's more likely to move them into the hands of active farmers. So they're saying while the 33% CGT liability is there, it's still a major break on any movement.
The Irish Farmers Journal has now reached our highest ever readership with 321,000 weekly print readers. Thank you for your support.
Thanks for that, Declan. And you can read more about that proposed entitlements tax holiday in this week's paper. Now we're going to move on to live exports. Beef and suckler editor Adam Woods joins us now. Adam, two livestock ships are heading for Irish ports. What sort of cattle are they looking for and where are they going?
Yeah, Emmy, the Finola M and the MV Sarah is currently in the West Mediterranean. They're on their way to two ports, Greenore in Louth and Fines in County Limerick. And they're going to be loaded with cattle basically next week. Both are due to dock in Ireland on the 25th of January. And they're going to both be loaded with 2,000 bulls each. Frisian bulls, both a northern-based exporter and a southern-based exporter has been busy assembling stock for those two ships in the last couple of weeks. We understand that both ships will be loaded next week, and they'll be loaded with Frisian bulls between 300 and 500 kilos. Currently, agents are out on the ground purchasing those bulls between sort of 160, 170, maybe 180. Some of the lighter ones might hit. And look, very, very positive, Amy. I guess if we look at Libyan exports, or we'll say exports to Libya over the last number of years, it hit 13,000 in 2020. It dropped to about 7,000 last year. But we'll see 4,000 going out in January in 2022. So that's really, really positive. And speaking to Borbia, those sort of, we'll say, markets in Morocco, North Africa, Israel, Libya, there seems to be a lot of promise in those markets, and they're looking positive for 2022. Livestock exports obviously down in 2021, but hopefully they'll recover with those markets coming in 2022.
Yeah, and I think you had it this week that live exports last year were down around 7%, around 250,000 head. But it just shows that those markets are, you know, they're a key cog in the whole beef trade wheel as well.
Absolutely. I guess Weanlands took the biggest hit, a big rise in exports to Northern Ireland. And they were for a sort of high value stock, forward stores, and sort of finished cattle going to Northern Ireland. But hopefully that Weanlands trade will recover in 2022. We're also seeing some positive news. Obviously, that news this week that those we'll say transport regulations won't be imposed, that the really strict ones. And we'll see that calf export trade really ramping up now in the next couple of weeks. And I know the veal trade in Europe is showing some positive signs of recovery. So hopefully that'll be positive for the calf trade. Very, very important that we get a lot of those calves with out of the country within the next 2 months.
And you can read more on that story in this week's Irish Farmers Journal and online. Thanks, Adam. Next up, we're joined by news correspondent Rachel Donovan. Rachel, you attended an IFA pig protest earlier this week, and pig farmers have warned that they are on a fast trajectory to bankruptcy and that they're facing an income crisis. Can you tell us where this protest took place and what actions do pig farmers want on the back of it?
Yeah, Amy, that's right. I was in the Square Town Centre in Talla on Monday, where I met some very worried pig farmers who are losing thousands of euros a week on their farms, and they're facing a real cost price squeeze at the moment, whereby costs are rising and the price they're getting is not covering the cost of producing this pig meat. They were there to try and highlight to supermarkets. They went to the likes of Aldi, Tesco, Dunnes Stores, and Lidl to highlight that the price of pig meat in stores isn't enough, and they really need prices of 180 to 190 a kilo to break even at the moment, where they're only getting 142 to 143 a kilo for what they're producing at the moment. The biggest thing putting pressure on pig farmers at the moment is the price of feed. So we've seen barley and wheat, their price has increased by 50% in the last year. They don't see this dropping at anytime soon. So it's what they looked for from the retailers on Monday was to understand and to try and support them while their cost of production increases. Roy Galley, the IFA pig chair, he addressed the crowd. I counted nearly 100 farmers there on Monday, and he said that 36 years ago, pig farmers were getting the equivalent of 140 a kilo for their meat, and today they're only getting 142 a kilo, and trying to deal with the inflationary pressures of 2022. So I suppose there are no margins for pig farmers at the moment. And I spoke to Brian Dowley. He's a pig farmer in near Tullow in County Carlow. He runs a 450 sow unit. He's losing between 7,000 and 8,000 euros a week on his farm, and it's just he doesn't see a future in this if it keeps going in this trajectory. He was hoping that retailers can pass back something to farmers. Sean Brady was another farmer I spoke to. He's from Westmead, and he said that Irish pig meat has been sold too cheap, and retailers can't keep selling it this way. We looked at a packet of ham, it cost €1.99. It was working out at €7 a kilo. And a lot of farmers noted that no other meat, you wouldn't get it for less than €20 or €25 a kilo.
Thanks, Rachel. And you can read more on what those farmers were saying at the protest online and inside this week's Irish Farmers Journal. Thanks for joining us on the podcast, Rachel. That's all for this week, folks. You can read all of the stories mentioned here online or inside the paper. Thanks for listening, and we'll chat to you all next week.
We hope you enjoyed this Irish Farmers Journal podcast. You can find all our podcasts at farmersjournal.ie/podcast and on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinis.
I'm Kayla Itzinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.